The unions at Midwest agreed to contract concessions earlier this week. Yesterday, the airline's board of directors stayed behind closed doors with bankers and airplane companies, reportedly working out other financial restructuring, including lease payments for the airline's jets. Last night, Midwest Vice President Carol Skornicka said that everything has come together and that the company won't have to file for bankruptcy.
It's a moment of great relief for us and also gratification to all of the people who helped make it happen, our employees especially, and of course the people we were working with today, our lessors and lenders.
Midwest CEO Tim Heksema is scheduled to unveil the details of the restructuring at a news conference this morning. Midwest says there will be no additional changes for Midwest customers. During its financial turmoil over the last 2 years, the airline has already dropped and added routes, adjusted its prices, and started charging for meals. There have been many layoffs and some salary cuts, and the federal and state governments have stepped in with some financial help. Skornicka says when the economy picks up, Midwest will be ready.
Obviously, there's a continuing struggle in this particular environment. Our industry is in a difficult time, and the economy, of course, continues to struggle to rebound. And these things are tied to each other, but when they become back to normal, we'll certainly be in a position to enjoy the benefits of what that will mean for our industry and for our company.
Meanwhile, Northwest and some other airlines are boosting their presence in Milwaukee and trying to lure some of the business and casual travelers that used to swear their allegiance to Midwest. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.